他就说你要按照我天上启示你的样式。
So when he told Moses about how to build the Holy of Holies, he said you have to do it according to the way that I have instructed you.
在这个讲到祭堂的时候说, 你要按照我天上告诉你的样式。
So when he builds the altar, he will say, okay, you have to do it according to what I have show you in the heaven.
当他按照天上指示他的样式建好以后呢，神的荣耀就建立。
When Moses built according to what he has been instructed, the heavenly, the glory came down.
今天教会也是一样，我们要按照天上的样式来建造地上的教会。
So same as our nowadays churches, we have to build according to what is shown on the heaven.
如果我们想要神的荣耀降临，就要按照天上的样式。
If we want the glory of God to come down, we need to construct our church according to what is shown in the heaven.
我们可以做很多的事情，教会，我们都很聪明，但是呢，不按天上的样式呢，神的荣耀不会降临。
So as a church, we are smart. We can do a lot of things. However, if we do not do it according to what God has instructed, the glory of God will not come.
大家今天来到教会呢，你是要看到神的荣耀，你要得到神的祝福，成为别人的祝福。 要经历神迹，经历神的大能，经历神的慈爱，经历神改变的大能。
So when you come to church today, you want to have the glory of God so that you can help yourself and as well as other people to experience the glory of God, the miracle from God.
那如果没有神的同在，
Without
就说教会呢，是一个，怎么讲？ 我们可以去很多的地方，有很多的俱乐部，很多的地方可以去。
So without the presence of God, as a church, you can become different kind of clubs.
那我讲的教会呢，不仅仅是主日的聚会，而是我们这个群体聚在一起，对神的一个敬拜，我们的生活。So
when I speak about church, it's not just gathering together on Sundays, but we are live in God's way in everyday life.
当我们按照神的这个心意来生活的时候，心意，神的心意来敬拜的时候呢？ 神的同在就在我们的中间。
When we live according to God's wills, and God's heart will be with us,
就会跟这个世界不一样。
We will be set apart from the world.
那世界今天常常讲呢， 你要 make a difference， 你跟别人要不一样。
So in this world, people tell you that you have to make a difference. You need to be, you know, different from other people.
但是在神里面真正的要这个 make a difference， 就是让神在我们的中间要用心。
However, in the kingdom of God, if you want to make a difference, is that you have to invite God to be with you in our presence.
如果没有神在我们的中间，我们所做的一切在教会是没有价值。
Without the presence of God, anything that you are doing in the church is worthless.
就像圣经上讲，他说我们信主的人，如果耶稣没有复活，对吧？我们所信的是绑着，所做的都是绑着，我们比众人更可怜。
So just as the Bible have stated that if we believe in vain if Jesus Christ did not resurrected. So we believe a resurrected God.
那复活的主呢，要和我们来同在。
So this resurrected Lord will be with us.
那其实我们的神呢，从创世以来就一直就要来，祝福世上的人。
So in the creation, in the beginning of creation, our God has continuously to bless us.
那他就通过亚伯拉罕的子孙，通过摩西呢，先要一步一步的来启示要来的弥赛亚。So
through the descendant of Abraham from Moses, he continuously to reveal the coming Jesus Christ.
那其中很重要的一个启示呢，就是摩西的会幕。So
one of the most important revelation is about the tabernacle of Moses.
那我也讲过，就是这个。 在这个会幕或者说圣殿，将来所罗门的圣殿也是按这个样式来建的，就是说里面的一切都在预表着基督徒的生活，也预表着耶稣基督。So
the tabernacle or the holy temple represents the Christian's life or the coming Jesus Christ.
那我给大家讲过，就是说这三道门呢， 1, 2, 3， 这三道门的颜色呢都是。 都是有四种颜色，大家还记得吗？
So I have mentioned about, you know, the gate The three gates. So I mentioned about four colors. Do you remember the colors?
都是在于表的耶稣基督。大姐姐，第一种颜色是什么？
So what is the first color?
蓝色，蓝色代表天。
Blue.
第二种颜色是什么？
What's the second color?
紫色。
It's purple.
紫色代表王。第三种颜色是什么？
The third is red.
是血。
Representing the blood. And then the last one.
白色。
The last one is white.
所以这三道门呢，全是蓝色、紫色、朱红色和白色。
So all three are blue, red. Blue, purple, red, and white.
所以我们不管要进到神的面前，要得到他的祝福，每一道门都要通过耶稣的宝血。
So through three different gates, we need to get the blessing from the Lord. It all has to come from the blood of Jesus.
就是天上的王，他用他的宝血洗净我们，让我们洁白入血。
So the four colors represent the heavenly, the King from heaven. With his blood, he will wash us, white as snow.
我们也讲到呢，就是说，这个旁边的这个围墙啊，会这个。这个圣殿院子的围墙呢，全是白色的。对不起，这里画的全是黑色的，但是它其实是白色的，全是白色的。
So and all the surrounding, I don't know, is you call it fence or what, but it's all white.
Yeah, this is all white.
Yeah.
因为我们是分别为圣的子民。
Because we are a group of people that have been set apart.
Set apart. 那我也讲到，就是说一进了第一道门呢，看到的是什么？是。
So the after you enter from the first gate, you will see the bronze altar.
所以每一个人呢，来到神的殿里面的时候呢，他第一个看到的是什么？
So when you enter into the temple, the first thing what we'll see, I mean, the first thing you see is what?
看到的就是献祭。
So the first thing is you see is to of offering
sacrifice.
Yes.
那神让摩西呢，这个祭坛上的火是不熄灭的。
So, God instructed Moses that the fire on the altar shall never cease.
事实上呢，他从早到晚都在献祭。
So actually, from the morning till night, is always burning sacrifices.
那有不同的祭。
Of course, there are different sacrifices.
所以任何人来到神的殿里面，第一个看到的就是祭。
So anyone who comes to the temple, the first thing they see is the sacrifice.
所以我们今天来到教会呢，你看到的是什么？
So when you come to church today, what do you see?
所以你不要看你周围的弟兄姐妹。
So do not look around you like your brothers and sisters.
Oh, this guy is Chinese, that guy is Caucasian, that guy is Indian.
啊，这个是中国人，这是白人，这是印度人。
哦，这个人结婚了，那个人没结婚。
Oh, this is a single and those are married.
哦，这个人有这样的问题，那个人有那样的软弱。
Oh, he has this problem and she has that problem.
这不是你要看的。
It's not your concern.
你看这些东西对你毫无益处。
So there's no advantage for you.
因为神让我们一开始看到的就是一个祭坛。
Because God wants us to see the sacrifice first.
看到的就是献祭。
So you see the sacrifice.
那我们今天呢？教会谁是为我们献祭呢
？So in the church, who give the sacrifice for us?
就是耶稣基督为我们献上了所有的祭。
That is Jesus Christ who has sacrificed everything for us.
所以我们今天来到教会呢，我们就注目耶稣。
So when we come to the church, we will put our eyes into Jesus Christ.
所以毫无例外，任何一个教会如果复兴的话呢，他的眼目都是局限耶稣，敬拜赞美。完了以后呢，我们按照天上的方式再来进入我们的生活。
So any revival will first come through the sacrifice, so that we can, you know, lift up our eyes and worship.
所以要让这个神来祝福我们中间的人呢，我们不管什么时候来敬拜，看到的是耶稣。
So for God to bless us, you know, in no matter in what situation you are in, come to worship Him.
看到耶稣呢，第一个。想到的就是他为我们的罪钉死的十字架上。
So when we see Jesus, the first thing come to our mind is that what He has done for us on the cross.
那今天呢，我要讲一下，就是说，一些讲一下赎罪祭。
So today I'm going to talk about sin offering.
那有机会的话呢，神若允许，我从这里一直讲到这个至圣所。
So if God's willing, I'm going to talk about all the way from the bronze altar to all the way to the holies of holies.
但每一次我们进去的时候呢，我们的生命都在改变。
So every inch that we enter in, we are experiencing transformation in our lives.
而且更深亲近的程度也不一样。
And also the intimacy between us and God is different.
你责任也不一样。
And responsibility is also different.
但第一个要献的祭呢，是赎罪祭。
The first sin we need to offer is the sin sacrifice.
在旧约里面有五个祭。
So there are five different sacrifices in the Old Testament.
有燔祭、素祭。
So burnt offering and
grain offering.
Grain offering, okay.
还有平安祭。
And peace offering.
还有一个呢，赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
And sin offering and
guilt offering.
Guilt offering.
但是最主要的呢，第一个祭呢是什么祭呢？是这个赎罪祭。
But the most important sacrifice is the sin offering.
那事实上，耶稣来的时候呢，他为我们所有的罪祭都献上了。
Indeed, when Jesus came, he has offered all the sacrifices for us.
但是最主要的是赎罪祭。
But the most important sacrifice he made is the sin offering.
所以你在圣经里面、新约里面，你发现呢，讲到耶稣的话，都会说他是赎罪祭。
So when you read the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you will always say that he is a sacrificing lamb.
或者叫做挽回祭。
Or
atonement.
Atonement, okay.
那这次读了都是为罪，因为这是最主要的一个祭。
Because it is the most important sacrifice.
在这个祭的基础上面呢，其他的祭才能悦纳。
So on the foundation of the sin offerings, other sacrifices can be, you know, be pleased by for God.
那赎罪祭呢，在这个利未记第四章，我今天呢我就不仔细读了。但大家回家以后呢，第四章、第五章呢，自己来研读。
So it's talked about in Levites chapter 4 and 5, but I'm not going to do it into details. You can read it at home.
那这个赎罪祭呢，就说是第一个呢，它是必须要献的祭。你有罪以后呢，必须要献的祭。
So sin offering is something that you have to do. If you commit a sin, you have to make the sin offering.
那其他的祭呢，像平安祭、素祭和燔祭，不是每一个人必须要做的。
But other sacrifices, for example, the peace offering, the grain offering, you know, those are not necessary.
就说你这个平安祭叫做酬恩祭，你高兴，这个感谢神，你就可以献上；你不高兴，你可以不献。
So, for example, the peace offering, if you are, you know, if you are happy with God, you can, you know, make the sacrifices, but it's not like compulsory.
但是呢，赎罪祭是必须。
However, sin offering is a must.
那为什么赎罪祭是必须的呢？
Why is it a must?
因为圣经上讲的，罪把我们和神隔绝。
Because the Bible says we are separated from God because of the sin.
那因着罪呢，神的震怒在人的身上。
Because the sin, God's anger is always on
wrath.
The wrath is on the people.
所以我们必须先要解决跟神的关系的问题。
So we need to resolve this relationship problem with God and ourselves.
那你说我已经是基督徒了，我没有这个问题的。那任何时候犯罪，都是和神的关系上面出了问题。
So you might say, "Oh, I'm a Christian now. I don't have this problem." But any sin that you make, it is a problem with you and God.
所以我们每次都要来献祭。
That's why we have to come and.Offer the sacrifice each time.
当然，我们今天就是来到耶稣的跟前。
Of course, today we come before Jesus.
但是呢，今天我们学习旧约的时候呢，我们常常要想到，虽然新约耶稣为我们献上，但是我们的态度，在这里所要做的一切的内涵，我们都要明白。
So even though Jesus has done everything in the New Testament, but when we talk about the Old Testament, we need to have the same attitude. We need to know that Jesus has already did this for us.
我想还是要读一下第四章和第五章一部分，因为神的话很重要。
We're gonna read Levi chapter 4 and 5 because God's word.
我让这个 Anna 呢读一下第四章第一节到第五章的十三节。你读英文的呢 ？If you read English, read yourself.
第四章第几节开始？
第一节开始。
第一节开始。
大家仔细的来看。
OK.耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，若有人在耶和华吩咐不可行的什么事上，若犯了一件，或是受膏的祭司犯罪，是百姓陷在罪里，就当为他所犯的罪，把没有残疾的公牛犊献给耶和华为赎罪祭。他要牵公牛到会幕门口， 在耶和华面前按手在牛的头上，把牛宰于耶和华面前。受膏的祭司要取些公牛的血带到会幕，用指头沾于血中，向耶和华面前对着圣殿的幔子弹血七次，又要把些血抹在会幕内耶和华面前香坛的四角上，再把公牛所有的血倒在会幕门口翻祭坛的角那里，要把赎罪祭公牛所有的脂油，乃是盖帐的脂油和帐上所有的脂油，并两个腰子和腰子上的脂油，就是靠腰两旁的脂油与杆上的网子和腰子一概取下，把平安祭公牛上所取的一样，与平安祭公牛上所取的一样，祭司要把这些烧在燔祭的坛上，公牛的皮和所有的肉，并头、腿、脏、肺什么？腹粪，就是纯公牛，要搬到营外洁净之地，到灰之所，用火烧在柴上。以色列全会众若行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，是隐而未现，会众看不出来的，会众一知道所犯的罪，就要献一只公牛为赎罪祭，牵到会幕前。会中的长老就要在耶和华面前按手在牛的头上，将牛在耶和华面前宰了。受膏的祭司要取些公牛的血带到会幕，把指头沾于血中，在耶和华面前对着幔子弹血七次，又要把这些血抹到会幕内耶和华面前弹的四角上，再把所有的血倒在会幕门口燔祭坛的角那里，把牛所有的脂油都取下烧在坛上。受洗正牛与那赎罪祭的牛一样，祭司要为他们赎罪，他们必蒙赦免。他要把牛搬到营外烧了，像烧头一个牛一样，这是会众的赎罪祭。官长若犯了耶和华他神所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要牵一只没有残疾的公山羊为供物，按手在羊的头上，宰于耶和华面前献翻身祭的地方，这是赎罪祭。祭司要用指头沾些赎罪祭司的血，抹在燔祭坛的四角上，把血倒在燔祭坛的角那里，所有的脂油祭司要烧在坛上，正如平安祭的脂油一样。至于他的罪，祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。民众又有人犯了行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要为所犯的罪牵一只没有残疾的母山羊为供物，按手在赎罪祭身的头上，在那宰燔祭身的地方宰了。祭司要用指头沾些羊的血，抹在燔祭坛的四角上，所有的血要倒在坛的角那里，又要把羊所有的脂油都取下，正如取平安祭身的脂油一样。祭坛要在坛上焚烧，在耶和华面前作为馨香的祭，为他赎罪，他必蒙赦免。人若牵一只绵羊羔为赎罪的供物，必要牵一只没有残疾的母羊，按手在燔祭赎罪祭牲的头上，在那里宰燔祭牲的地方做赎罪祭。祭司要用指头蘸些赎罪祭牲的血，倒在燔祭坛的四角上，所有的血都要倒在坛的角那里，又要把所有的脂油都取下，正如取平安祭羊羔的脂油一样。祭司要按献给耶和华火祭的条例烧在坛上，至于所犯的罪，祭司也要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。第五章，若有人听见发誓的声音，他本是见证，却不把所看见所知道的说出来，这就是罪，他要担当他的罪孽。或是有人摸了不洁的物，或是不洁的死兽，是不洁的死畜，是不洁的死虫，他却不知道，因此成了不洁，就有了罪。他若是摸了别人的污秽，无论是染了什么污秽，他却不知道，一知道了就有了罪。或是有人在嘴里冒失发誓， 要行恶，要行善，无论人在什么事上冒失发誓，他却不知道，一直到就要在其中的一件事一件上有了罪。他有罪的时候，就要承认所犯的罪，并要因所犯的罪把他的赎愆祭牲，就是羊群中的母羊，或是一只羊羔，或是一只山羊，牵到耶和华面前为赎罪祭。至于他的罪，祭司要为他赎了。还要解读吗？他的力量若不够献一只羊羔，就要因所犯的罪把两只斑鸠或是两只雏鸽带到耶和华面前为赎愆祭，一只为赎罪祭，一只为燔祭，把这些带到祭司那里。祭司就要先把那赎罪祭献上，把鸟的颈项上揪下头来，只是不可把鸟撕断，也要把赎罪祭上的血弹在坛的旁边，剩下的血要留在坛的脚那里，这是赎罪祭。他要照例献第二只为燔祭，至于他所犯的罪，祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。他的力量若不够献两只斑鸠或是两只雏鸽，就要因所犯的罪带供物来，就是细面依法十分之一为赎罪祭，不可加上油，也不可加上乳香，因为是赎罪祭。他要把供物带到祭司那里，祭司要取出自己的一把来作为纪念，按献给耶和华火祭的条例烧在坛上，这是赎罪祭。至于他在几件事中所犯的罪，祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免，剩下的面都归于祭司和数祭一样。
好，谢谢。读到这里是不是要睡觉了？
Is it so boring that you feel sleepy by now?
但是你发现最多的就是什么呢？就是讲到的罪、取、赦免啊。
So the most frequent mentioned words are blood, sacrifice, and forgiveness.
但是有些东西细节你觉得很奇怪，也不明白。
So and some of the details you might not be, you know, understand what it means.
所以今天呢，就是。我就要给大家来解释。
So today I'm going to explain that to you.
那这些祭呢，其实旧约里面的这个神的话是非常深的。那我只能按我所领受的来分享给大家。
So actually the words are here are very deep. I can only explain according to what I have received.
也可以讲很多次，但是我觉得今天我先讲，我觉得比较对我们来说比较重要的。
So I can maybe continue to talk about later, but today I'm going to talk about what God's put in my heart.
你就发现呢，有的人犯罪他要像公牛，有的人犯罪他要像个公羊，有的人像个母羊，有的人像一个个子，有的人像一方面。
So you see different sacrifices. You know, some people may sacrifice a lamb, some people might sacrifice a bull, and then a pigeon, or some flower, is it?
对呀，flower.
Okay.
你就说说那个香的那个祭呢，你不可以加油，也可以不能加上乳香。
So for the flower, you cannot add oil. You cannot add what's the other thing?
Incense.
Okay.
那你读到这里可能没有什么。你如果读到平安祭的时候，读到素祭的时候呢？素祭呢，必须要加上油，也要加上乳香。
But if you read about the green offering, you have to add the incense as well as the oil.
所以你如果继续读到这里，你就发现，你如果仔细读，赎罪祭呢，不能加油，也不能加乳香。
However, if you read carefully for the sin offering, you cannot add the oil nor the incense.
那这里我要给大家做一些解释啊。第一个呢，就是赎罪祭呢是必须的，而且圣经里面刚才讲的第五章第五节呢，就必须要承认自己的罪。如果知道了，必须要承认，这一点非常重要。
So sin offering is something that we have to do. Like Levites 5:5 says.When anyone become aware of his guilt, they have to commit or confess what they have sinned.
那第一个是知道了必须要承认才带祭行为，对不对
？So when you know it and then you confess and then you do what the sacrifice.
对，那不承认会怎么样
？What happens if you deny your sin?
不承认你就跟神的这个一切的福分没分。
If you deny your own sin, you are separated from God's blessing.
所以这里讲的所有的赎罪祭都是第一个先要承认，不承认你不会带祭行为，对不对
？So, all the sin offering here, first of all, you have to confess. So unless you confess, you will not be able to bring all these like sacrifices in the lamb, right?
就像今天这个不承认自己有罪的人，他也不需要耶稣，他也不需要来教会。
So for those who do not confess their sins, it's not necessary for them to come to Jesus.
啊，他也不认为永生重要，他也不认为跟神的关系重要。
They may say it's not important to have an eternal life or having a relationship with Jesus.
所以我们今天讲的一切呢，是神的儿女。知道跟神的关系多么的重要，在这样一个基础上来讲。
So I was talking this on the foundation that as the children of God, how important it is to have a relationship with our God.
那神的这个会幕呢，建造给谁的？是给神的儿女。
So what this tabernacle is for is for children of God.
当然外邦人也可以来，在什么情况下呢？他来承认以色列的神。
So of course, the Gentiles can come as well as long as they confess their sins, you know, or
they can identify with the
they can identify with the
Jews.
I'm not going to details on that.
那所以呢，他必须要第一个必须要承认，第二个必须要献祭。
So first of all, he needs to confess and then sacrifice.
那献什么样的祭呢？第一个，你献的祭都是没有残疾的。
So first of all, the sin offering that you bring is must be without defect.
就是从我们的态度上来讲，我们献的祭是没有残疾的。
So from our attitudes, when we offer the sin offerings, we have to offer something without defect.
或者说你的这个承认的时候呢，你是没有保留的。
So or you can say when you confess, you committed, you confess to the full.
那今天呢，耶稣他作为一个无罪的，就是没有残疾的呢，为我们献上。
So Jesus today, as he's sinless and he's perfect, he has already, you know, offered himself as a sacrifice for us.
所以当你有罪的时候呢，就牵着一只牛或者一只羊或者绵羊，这样就来到这个会幕门口。
So when you commit a sin, you bring this bull or this sheep or this lamb into the gate, front gate of the tabernacle.
It's here, 在这里，就带到这里，这个门口。
Oh, so you need to bring all the way to the bronze lava.
Yeah, 就是在这个门口，就是 Holy of Holies 这个门口。
There, the Holy of Holies.
完了，也就是说，让神要知道，这面是神的这个 Holy Place and the Holy of Holies。这是圣所和至圣所，这是神同在的地方，就是你必须来到神的面前。
So, it is before the holy place and the holy of holy, meaning the before the presence of God.
那今天我们要来的时候呢，我们认罪呢，在哪里认呢？在神的面前。
So when we come today, when we confess our sin, where do we confess?
That 最主要的是在神的面前。
It's before the presence of God.
完了以后呢，你昂首在你的祭心的头上。
And here it says you have to lay your hands on the, you know, the sacrifice that you bring, that you bring.
这个讲到这个昂首呢，所有的祭都是要昂首的，没有残疾呢，所有的都是没有残疾，所有的祭五种祭都是不能残疾，要昂首在头上。
So for all those five different sacrifices, that they all have to be without defect.And you all, they all have to be laid hands on.
为什么要昂首在他的头上？
Why do you have to lay hands on them?
你要知道，就是我们要跟他来认同这个成就。
So, it's important for us to, you know,
identify
with this, yeah.
所以，包括我们的信仰，今天我们不能只是在头脑里面，我们的心里面，我们的手，整个的生活、生命，要跟他来认同。
So today our faith is not only in our head, however, it's also in us, in our heart, in our hands. That our whole body needs to be identified with it.
大家也非常的清楚，就是我们今天的信仰呢，基督教的信仰是非常实际的一个信仰。你的是有血有肉的，你能感觉到的。
So you have to understand that our faith is very practical and is full of flesh and blood. So something that we can, you know, physically touch.
所以你的身心灵都要和这个祭要来认同。
So your heart, your body, your soul, you have to identify with this sacrifice.
那同样，当然这个祭呢，也是跟你的罪，跟你所有的一切来认同。就像耶稣基督， 跟我们道成肉身，跟我们认同一样。
So of course that sacrifice has also have also to be, you know, identified with us, just as Jesus identified with us.
所以当这个我们彼此认同的时候呢，谁在这个祭心呢？赎罪祭呢
？So when we are identified with this sacrifice, so who is the one going to lay hands on that sacrifice?
这里讲的是谁在？
So、who is the
killer? 是你在，你和祭司一起在。
It is
你按手在他的头上，你在。
So if we lay your hands on that bull or sheep, you are the one going to slay.
今天我们谁把耶稣钉在十字架上
？So who killed? I mean, who put Jesus on the cross today?
比拉多。
So Pilate.
是谁钉死十字耶稣？
So who actually,
是你和我，你和我的罪。
So who actually nailed Jesus on the cross? It's actually you and me, our sins.
是你和我的罪，把神的儿子钉在十字架上。
It's the sin from you and me, who put Jesus on the cross.
所以呢，献祭的人呢，他要动手要杀这个祭牲，他要知道生命什么叫罪，什么叫生命。
So this person who bring the sin offering, he is the one who going to lay hands.
什么叫死亡？
So that's why he will know what is sin, what is sacrifice, and what is death.
什么叫流血？
What is bleeding?
什么叫付上代价？
And what is to pay for the price?
他在这个羊群牛群里面选的都是上好的，没有残疾的，
要
带来。
So those lamb and sheep are the chosen ones.
这是代价。
So that is the sacrifices.
所以今天呢，我们就说来到耶稣的面前，要知道耶稣所付的代价。
So when we come before Jesus Christ, we need to know what kind of sacrifice He had made for us.
那这是非常重要。我们心理上的这些路程啊，在旧约把这些展示出来，就是我们来到主的面前来认罪的时候，什么样一个态度？耶稣究竟为我们做了什么
？So this is the attitude that we need to come before the Lord. What kind of price that Jesus have made for us?
这里另外一些我很快讲一下，就是祭司犯罪和会众犯罪呢，要带公牛来。
So I want to also mention that if the priests have sinned or the congregation has sinned, they need to bring a bull.
如果是广张犯罪呢，他要带个公山羊来。就是 officers.
If the officials have sinned, he needs to bring.A male goat, okay.
那如果是百姓犯罪呢？他可以带个母山羊或者母绵羊来。
So if is the the people who sin, he can bring a female lamb.
那这个细节呢，我们就不多讲。那要讲几个不同的地方。为什么祭司犯罪，带公牛，而且他淌血的时候，淌的地方是不一样。
So I'm not going to details, but we're going to talk about why when the priest sinned, he needs to bring a bull, and also the way that he sprinkles the blood is different.
那第一个呢，就是说祭司犯罪啊，因为祭司是在神的面前服侍，为所有的以色列人来服侍的。
So the priest
他犯罪以后呢，他付的代价更要大，他要牵一只公牛来。
So the priests are the ministers in the tabernacle. So if he sinned, he needs to bring a greater sacrifice. So he needs to bring a bull.
那就是说我们如果你是在服侍的这个过程里面呢，祭司会在哪里服侍呢？祭司要服侍所有的，这里也要服侍，这里也要服侍啊。当然，他一年一度要进到后列。他在这个神的面前服侍的时候呢，神对他的要求，那个接近的程度是不一样的。
So as a priest, when you minister to God, so you have to minister from all the way from the bronze altar all the way to the holies of holies. Once a year, you go to Holy of Holies because he bears greater responsibility. So he needs to have a higher living standard.
他呢，就是宰的这个公牛啊，血要淌在哪里？血要淌在这个地方。他的血呢？那个祭牲的血要躺在这个会幕门前香堂的四个角上。
When the priest sins, he needs to sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice on the four corners of the altar of incense.
完了把剩下的血呢就倒在这个祭坛的旁边。
So whatever is left, the blood will be poured by, near the bronze altar.
但是如果是官长和一个百姓犯罪呢，他的血呢会躺在哪里？他的血会躺在这里，那个血是不会进到这里来。
So if the officials or the people sin,the blood will be sprinkled by the bronze altar, but not in the altar of incense.
那你就发现很有意思，神呢就是说把这个官长和平民呢放在一起，把祭司和全会众呢放在一起。
So you will see that God has put into two categories, the officials or the individuals on one category, and the priests and the whole congregation as a different group.
如果我们世上的人做的话呢，我们就觉得我们把官长更重要一点，对吧？他是省长、市长，对不对？他的更重要一点，对吧 ？No， 神对神来说，他跟平民一样的。
So in our worldly view, we might think that the officials or the governors of a province or a state might be higher in status. However, in God's eye, they are actually the same.
但是祭司不一样。
However, priest is different.
所以呢，我们今天讲的呢，先从一个赎罪祭的角度呢，就是每一个人都要来赎罪这个角度来讲。以后我们要讲祭司的职奉的时候呢，我们也有祭司的职奉，但是一进入祭司的职奉呢，我们服侍的所有的要求都不一样。
So we're gonna talk about people. However, as a priest, when you become a priest, you will have different responsibilities. So.Every standards will be in a different level.
那我今天先简单的讲一下，我们作为祭司就开始服侍了。服侍谁呢？服侍有罪的人。
So as a priest,
就这么简单。
As a,
你就是祭司。
As a priest, we become to minister to God. So who do we minister to? The people who have sinned.
所以呢，当我们开始服侍的时候呢，我们有时候要进到这里来代祷。那有。带到的时候呢，就进入属灵征战了。
So as a priest, sometimes we'll go into the altar of incense to, intercede for people. So as soon as you start intercede for people, warfare starts.
对对
spiritual warfare.
或者说呢，上帝对你的这个内在的要求呢，洁净程度是要求有越来越高了。
Or you can say God has a higher requirement for you, to be cleansed.
所以这个。祭司的祭性的血呢要躺在这里，就是说要这里都要遮盖，因为他在这里要服侍。那一般的人呢，光长的是呢，在这个院子里坐走，对吧？他这里就可以了。
So that's why for the priest, the blood needs to be sprinkled around the altar of incense because he needs to be covered with blood to that point. But as normal everyday people, maybe only that.Is enough.
那我们简单的讲讲呢 ，type of showbread， 一想到这个 bread， 对吧？就是那个橙色饼啊。那你可以想到神的话语，对吧？基督的身体。
So when we talk about the table of showbread, you can think about it as the word of God.
圣餐。
Or the 圣餐 the what?
Communion.
The communion, yes.
你看到这个金灯台的话呢，那想到就是圣灵的光，对吧
？So when you see the gold lampstandsSo it's the light from the Holy Spirit.
那当从那个地方进到这里，我们的生命不一样，服侍也不一样。
So when you enter from the bronze altar all the way to the holy place,
当你在服侍的时候呢，我刚才讲了，你在神对你的要求也不一样。
So when you start to minister, God's requirement for you will be different.
那这里面呢，有一点我要讲一下，因为新约的关系呢，我们讲到呢。通过耶稣的宝血呢，其实我们是可以进到至圣所的。
But because of New Testament, we talked about in New Testament, because the blood of Jesus Christ, we can go through all the way to the holies of holies.
而且呢，神呢从这里到这里来跟我们来，耶稣基督道成肉身跟我们相遇。
And also, the word become flesh so that he can be with us to to yeah.
所以呢，我们基督徒啊，好多时候我们。重生以后呢，我们的生命里面还有好多问题的时候啊，神还会让神迹奇事随着我们。
So that's why when we became a believer, even though we still have a lot of problems in our lives, but miracle of God can still follow us.
那这里要注意的两点，第一点呢，你就发现这是完全是神的恩典，神的恩典呢会临到我们，所以我们不要惧怕，我们可以敞开来领受神的恩典。
So there's a two important points. One is that it is all by God's grace, because when God's grace comes upon us, He's able to do it for us.
所以呢，有的人就刚信主以后啊，他会看到异现，他会听到神的声音，他祷告所生的疾病就好了。
That's why when a person becomes a believer, he can, you know, see dreams and he can dream dreams and see visions. He can lay hands on people. People can get healed.
这里要有一个正确的观点。如果谁告诉你说你这个人不够，啊、不够成熟，你不能做这些，不要听，继续做。因为耶稣道成了肉身，为我们而死。
So it's a common misunderstanding that people will say, oh, you are still too immature, you cannot do this. Do not listen to that, because it's all by God's grace.
但是呢，这里要注意一点，就是说，你发现圣灵的恩膏在你的身上的时候呢，你好多时候有神的能力，还有神的爱心在。
But when the power of the Holy Spirit is on you, you have that, you know, power as well as the love.
但是呢，你要注意一点。圣灵在你的身上，不代表你就在那个程度。
So one thing you have to understand that even though the Holy Spirit is on you, but doesn't mean that you are at, you know, that level yet.
那这个是好多的服侍神的人、弟兄姐妹、好多的教会，进入的一个误区。
So it is some kind of a, you know, like a wrong thinking that, you know, a lot of church or the servants of God.
第一个误区呢，就是我不够圣洁，所以我不能服侍。
So one is that I am not holy enough, that's why I cannot serve.
第二个误区呢是，哎呦，神的气是随着我，所以我就很好。No.
And then the second mistake is that, oh, since the miracles are following me, that means I'm very good.
那所以这个第二个呢，要好多的传道人进入误区。
So the second mistake leads a lot of the servant of God into a wrong zone.
我就好多的例子我不想举。
There are many examples, but I'm not going to share.
呀，因为呢，他的恩高很大，神用他，神迹其实随着。后来呢，他的一些罪他不对付。
So because the anointing is on him and he can, you know, do a lot of miracles, however, he has sin that inside of him that he hasn't dealt with yet.
而且他周围的人呢，跟他一起同工的人，也觉得你的罪不重要，这是一个小罪，你只跟高这么大小罪没关系的，人家都不讲了。
And then the people around him start thinking, oh, it's just a small problem that you have, a small sin that you have. It's not that important. You can just continue.
在上个世纪，在温哥华这边有一个传道人，啊，圣灵其实随着他，但是呢，我认识他的一个属灵的同辈。他后来跌倒，后来他也找了外遇，跌倒，后来也不能服侍了。
So there is a, in the last century there were a minister in Vancouver. So I knew one of his disciples,
Peers.
So basically he was very anointed. However, he committed some sexual problem, sexual sins, and he had a mistress.
那他的这个同辈呢，就跟他认识，告诉我，他说最主要就是他有一个酗酒的问题。但是呢，他的所有的同工呢，都觉得不是问题。恩膏这么大，喝，酗酒就酗酒吧。
So his peer told me that this minister had a problem, a drinking problem. But because he was ministering in power, and then all the coworker around him thinks it's a minor problem. So yeah,
谁都不会提出来。
So they were not mentioning that to him.
所以告诉你们，牧师呢，到这个服事，如果我们说就中间谁很有服事的恩高的时候，弟兄姐妹更要为他守望，更要关心他，更要爱心说诚实话。
So if you see some person ministering in a powerful way, that the person needs to be more love from us, more prayers from us, and.
You know, more corrections from us, yes. Because a lot of times when we think we are anointed
and that means I am the Holy Spirit, you know.
那有时候你就觉得有很多的爱，因为圣灵的，我自己也服侍过，有时候突然有很大的爱，我讲出来的话我就觉得很奇怪，那个人就哭啊，因为他觉得你这么爱我，我说 好像不是我吧。It's not me.
So sometimes when I'm moved by the Holy Spirit, I felt this great love out of me, and then I will say things, and then that person will cry, and then the person will say, okay, oh, thank you for loving me so much. But however, when I reflect, it seems that it's not from me. Like, I don't love that person that much.
但其实很重要，你知道你的爱不在哪。
So you need to be knowing that, you know, your love is not there.
所以我们的生命还是要不断的成熟，不断的成熟，不断的成熟。
So our life has to be, you know, continually to, you know, grow, to be mature, and, you know.
但是我们感谢神的就是我们在生命的每一个阶段呢，耶稣、圣灵都和我们同在。
But was gratefully that, you know, in every different phases of our life, God is always with us. Jesus is always with us.
但是我们从这里看到呢，对祭司的要求不一样了，淌血要淌到那个地方，杀的要是公牛。
So as we see that priests have a different requirement, he needs to, you know, dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it on the altar of incense, the four corners.
这是在祷告的地方。
So that's where they pray.
光长和百姓个人犯罪，他都是在这里。
So officials or the individuals, when they are sinned, they will just dip their fingers in the blood and sprinkle on the.
所以呢，刚信主的人啊，好多时候觉得，哎呀，我很谦卑啊，哎呀，我这个说很多的大话。他在这个地方呢，神也不会找他太多的麻烦，就可以献祭就可以了。
So as a new believers,
或者有很多的毛病，神就是就是遮盖了，宝血遮盖了。
So a new believer, they might have a lot of problems, but they confess their sins, and God says it's okay because the blood has covered it all.
当然我们不能停留在那里。
However, we cannot linger, you know.
因为我们的生命要丰盛，对吧？
Because our life needs to be set apart.
那我们要一直来往前走。
We need to, you know, step forward.
但是呢，越往前走，我们要接受神更大的祝福的时候，也要承受神更大的陶造。啊，就像中国人话讲。要大气怎么样？大气就要怎么？要劳其筋骨是吗？是。OK， 对，我知道，对。
So as you
各气肌肤是吗？劳其心志是吗？那你才能够承受更重的使命，对不对
？So as you know, like become more mature, you need to, you know, endure more from the Lord, and then they were quoting a very famous Chinese saying.
那这里呢，就是讲到这里呢，就是说，有一再很快讲两点。一个呢，祭司献的牺牲呢，他的所有的东西他都不能吃，要烧到营外。
So anything that sacrifice was made by the priest, for himself, he cannot consume any of it. The whole bowl needs to be burned outside of the meat can be consumed by the priest.
所以呢，祭司最好是为别人的罪献上祭，可以吃的那肉；为自己的罪献上祭的，你是不能吃那个肉的。
So
明白吧
？So it's better for the priest to, you know, burn the sacrifice for, you know, other people because he can still consume the meat from other people. However, he cannot consume anything from his own sacrifice.
就你自己犯的罪，就这个祭呢，你自己要把它的因为完全的烧掉。
So the sin that you have committed, the priest has to bring this sin offering to the outside of the tent and burn it completely.
但是别人犯的罪，你在服侍他的时候呢，神要借着这些要赏赐。
However, if other people sin, and then through your ministry towards that person, God is going to reward you.
所以哪个好？不是犯罪的人好，还是自己犯罪好？
So which is better, you know?
所以要服侍犯罪的人，不要自己犯罪。自己犯罪以后呢？带来这个牺牲的价值很大，最后还是不能说，不能先用的。
So which is better? Of course, you know, it's better for you to minister to other people who have sinned, because if you sin, you cannot get anything.
OK. 现在呢，再讲一个，就是说神呢非常怜悯我们，就是说你发现呢，就弱穷的人呢，你可以带个个子来，对吧？再穷的人带一把面来都可以。
And also, I want to talk about the mercy towards people. Like if you are poor, you can bring a doll.Or a pigeon, but even if you cannot afford that, you can bring just flowers.
我们的神是非常怜悯有爱心的。
So our God is a merciful God, is a loving God.
他不会把过重的担子交给我。
He is not going to place a bigger burden on you that you cannot handle.
但是你可能有一个问题，你说这些人拿一点面来，所有有罪都要流血呀，他不流血呢，咋拿一把面面不出血？
But you may have a question. You know, like these people only bring flowers, right? But there's no blood out of the flower. But isn't that you need to be, you know?Bleed for the sin. So it maybe it's better for us to be poor because you don't need to shed blood, right?
但是呢，其实呢，他的流血在哪里流呢？是在有一个叫做权柄赎罪日，就是他要权柄以色列人就献上，所以呢，为他已经献上，就是以色列的这个祭司啊。就是早已为他献上这个流血的牺牲。
But actually, blood is shed for this person because there is a common sacrifice day. So like all the sins are being, you know, like sacrificed for the whole.
这个非常重要。所以呢，你要跟你的民要认同，我们彼此之间要认同非常重要。教会是彼此是肢体。
So that's why you need to be identify yourself with other people as well, because as a church, we are all, you know, bodies together.
哎，你不跟弟兄姐妹认同他做的事情，你就没份了。
If you do not identify with your brothers, like what he did, will have nothing to do with you.
那你不跟你的老公认同的老公做的事情，就没份了。
If you do not identify with your husband, so whatever the husband did will have nothing to do with you.
你如果跟他认同，你是一体的呢，他做的事情就是你做的。
If you identify with him, so what he did is what you do, because you are one body.
当然，他犯的罪也是你犯的。
Of course, his sin will also be your sin.
对，所以呢，这个就是他也是其实已经献上了，这就是神的爱，就是说呢，大家已经为这个穷人已经献上。
So that's what God's love is. So everyone has already made the sacrifice for this poor person.
那最后呢，讲了一点很有意思，就是说大家知道，就是这个穷人献上祭的时候，他说不能加油，也不能加乳香。
So the one thing that's very interesting. So when they offer the flower, it says that you cannot add oil.You cannot add incense.
我讲过，就是素祭呢，你要加油，而且一定要加油，一定要加乳香。但是呢，赎罪祭呢，你不能加油，也不能加乳香。
As I mentioned before, for the grain offering, you have to add oil and the incense. However, for the sin offering, you cannot add those.
那我就想想，摩西啊，写这些的时候，他可能问很多神很多的问题，为什么要这样？但是呢，他很忠心，就把这些都写下。
So maybe Moses had a lot of questions to ask for God, you know, like, why is it this? Why is that? However, he wrote it down faithfully.
弟兄姐妹，当你认罪的时候啊，油代表什么？不能加油，油代表什么？圣经里面讲的是什么？哎，对，大家有一些一般的一些常识，油就代表圣灵的恩膏。
So what does oil represent? Is representing, you know, the anointing of God.
所以你有罪的时候来到神的面前呢，你认罪的时候怎么认呢？
So when you sin and you come before the Lord, what do you say?
主啊，我咒诅了我的儿子，我咒诅了我的先生。
Lord, I curse my son, I curse my husband.
那你不要说神啊，你看你用我恩高很大，我看到异象，帮助教会，你看谢谢你。不要讲这个，神说 no, 不要讲那些，不要讲圣灵的恩高。认罪，你做了什么就是什么，远远不问，你认就可以了。不要说你的恩高多大，我为神做了什么，圣灵在我的身上的。No.
But do not come and say, okay, I'm anointed. I have did this for God. I have did that for God. No, don't mention any of the things that you know God have anointed you for.
不要把这个东西混在一起、啊。
So do not mix your confessions with you know your anointings.
大家这个非常重要，在我们服事的时候。特别是服侍的有罪就认罪就对了，对不起 Honey, 我的词我就是 Honey, 对不起，我做错了就可以了，不要说我是牧师应该教训你道德。
Yeah, so if you did something wrong, I would just say to you, my wife, I'm so sorry, honey, but I do not say, okay, I am the pastor, I am, you know, I have the authority to correct you.
这个是 我们的基督教的信仰跟别的信仰非常不一样的，为什么叫真理？就是你要真实的要面对自己，面对神。
So it's, that's why it sets our Christianity apart, because it is the truth. You know, what? Sorry, I lost.
Face yourself with the reality.
Yeah, you have to be, truthfully face yourself with the reality.
那另外为什么不假如先呢？
Then how come you do not add incense? What is incense?
那个如先就是祈祷，为别人祈，特别是代祷，为别人祷告。
So incense representing, you know, the intercessions, you know, prayers for others.
包括为自己祷告。
Including prayer for you yourself.
那你说我这生子不是就是祷告吗？
You might say, okay, I'm here to confess my sin. Isn't that a prayer?
那但是还是有一些区分。
But there are differences.
认罪很简单的就是 sorry, 我做了这个事情不该做的事情，求主赦免。
So confession is simply as that, you know, Lord, I have done this, I shouldn't have done. I ask you for forgiveness. I'm sorry.
那旧约的时候，你就带一只羊来，带一只牛来，就对了。
So in the Old Testament, you bring the lamb, you bring the goat.
那今天呢，我们在耶稣的面前说，主啊，谢谢你赦免。
So today we come before the Lord Jesus, saying, God, please forgive me.
那个如先是什么呢？
So what is the incense?
就是你开始为别人代祷。
That is when you're starting to pray for others.
你咒诅了你的儿子不认罪，但是你就说我的儿子，主啊，你祝福我的儿子呀，祝福他呀，大大的用他呀，将来大大的恩膏他呀。但是你不认自己的罪，你咒诅了你的儿子。就是说你咒诅了你儿子，就是咒诅了儿子。就说这个，不要为他现在代祷，代祷是下面的事情，等你罪认完了再代祷。
For example, you have cursed your son, and then you come before the Lord and start praying for your son. Lord, use my son, bless him. But no, stop doing that. Just, you curse your son, it's a sin. You have to first ask for forgiveness from the Lord for your sin.
不是，不要让我们的功劳，我们的服事，把我们的罪合理化。
So do not use our, you know, our ministry, our effort, you know, have to, you know, to legalize our sin.
不要让神的恩宠、神的恩膏把我们的罪合理化。
So we do not use God's mercy or His favor on us to legalize our sin.
所以，当我们明白这些道理的时候呢，我们知道怎么样在神的面前呢做对了。
So when we understand this, we will be able to know how to do it right with God.
当我们做对的时候呢，我们的生命不断的在很快的得医治，很快的长进。
So when we do it right, our spiritual life can, you know, be restored, can be, you know, progress.
不至于在原地打转。
So we will not, you know, spin in circles.
那我们也可以进入到不断的进入到这里去为别人来服侍。
We can continue
在神的面前来服侍。
To go into the holy place to, you know, minister to other people, to God.
那服侍的时候呢，我们也要刚才说了，成为祭司的，献上该献的祭。
So as we say, become a minister, we need to be like a priest to, you know, give offerings, you know, whatever offering that is needed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord.
主啊，我们知道你的话语立定在天。
We know your words established the heaven and earth.
主啊，你记载在旧约里面，你就是让我们知道怎么样来到耶稣的面前。
So what you have written in the Old Testament is.Teaching us how to come before Jesus Christ.
啊，你要真正的来得着从你而来的一切的福分。
So that we can gain all the blessing that is from you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我觉得我们现在呢，站起来在主的面前，有一些自己的一些反省和。就是为这个信息呢有些反省，特别你觉得哪一方面你需要在主的面前来认罪，完了以后呢来也感谢他，感谢他的为我们付上的代价。
I ask you to arise and reflect on the message and on the things that you're saying that you need to be alive with God.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道，当我们按照你天上的样式来建造的时候，你的荣耀必然建立。
We know if we build everything according to the glory from heaven, your presence will come.
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你用着耶稣的宝血，主啊，我们的罪得以赦免。
Lord, we thank you that because by the Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven.
就像你对以色列人一样，你设立这样这个圣殿，这个献祭的系统，因为知道他们需要被赦免。
What you have done for the Israelites, the tabernacles, and then the sin offerings, the offerings, because you know that their sins need to be forgiven.
主啊，是的，主，我们今天也是一样。主啊，是的，主，我们来到你的跟前，蒙了何等大的恩典。
Same of us today that we such a grace that we can come before you today.
你担当我们一切的罪。
You have bear all our sins.
让今天的信息，今天你的话语进到我们的心里面。
May the message, the words come into our hearts today.
在以后的日子，让我们和你同行的时候，我们做的主要是按照你的样式来做的。
So in the coming days, when we do things, we will do it according to your will.
主啊，是的，主，愿你祝福我们。
Yes, Lord, may you bless us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.